Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're taking on a big question. It's inspired by our friends over at the Trending Globally podcast. They asked policy experts to name one climate change issue that's not getting enough attention. Here to tell us what they learned are Sarah Baldwin and Dan Richards. Welcome, Dan and Sarah.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Last week, we talked about the role international trade could play in bringing down our greenhouse gas emissions. What's another climate change topic that's not getting enough attention?
We posed that question to Mark Blythe. He's the director of the Rhodes Center for International Economics and Finance at Brown University's Watson Institute.
Here's what he said.
We're actually not doing anything. And that's the thing that, strangely, we're not talking about.
We're not doing anything? What about solar farms and electric cars and Biden's green infrastructure plan?
Okay, so maybe nothing is a bit of an overstatement.
But what he means is there's one big thing we're not doing, and we're not even talking about doing it.
Mark says the U.S. and Europe have been pumping greenhouse gas emissions into the air for decades.
That's because those wealthier countries got modern infrastructure way before places like China and India. But now,
those countries want to have the stuff that we have, things like electricity, air conditioning as the planet heats up.
The problem is, those countries are huge. If they start creating greenhouse gas emissions the way the US has been, we're all screwed.
Basically, the entire future of the planet depends on what happens in an arc from the Indian subcontinent all the way up through North Korea. That's basically it.
But can't places like India power their air conditioning with renewable energy?
Well, we're not there yet.
Yes, the price of renewables have been falling. Yes, India is making huge strides in installing solar. But renewables just so far cannot basically pick up all the slack that we need.
But you can't stop India from getting electricity. I mean, it's only fair that they have what we have. What are we supposed to do?
Well, wealthier countries, the polluters of the past century, have to help these future polluters transition to renewable energy.
Either we transfer massive amounts of resources to them to enable them to make that transition much faster than they otherwise would, or it's not going to happen.
Mark doesn't think it's likely the US will make that kind of investment.
We're not going to do that. So I repeat, we're not doing anything and we're not talking about it.
So that's it? We're doomed?
It does sound pretty grim, but Mark says there might be room for some tempered optimism.
When you want an upside story, I'll give you an upside story.
He says, if the US and Europe successfully transition to renewable energy, then maybe...
As we learn how to do this, as we install more renewables, as we get better at technologies we really need, then we share those technologies. You just give them away. You make it happen, because otherwise it's pointless.
Let's hope he's right. Thanks, Dan and Sarah. Dan Richards and Sarah Baldwin are the hosts of Trending Globally, a podcast produced by the Watson Institute for International and Public Affairs at Brown University. You can hear more by subscribing to Trending Globally wherever you listen to podcasts. That's it for today. To listen to more episodes, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publics Radio.